Here we are. That's right. It's time for the good stuff. And we're delighted you're here. We've got a lot of things coming up. I've got 10 reasons to celebrate Easter, even though it's Easter Monday.
I was going to tell you about Old West Days coming up this weekend right here in Valentine, Nebraska. And, of course, it's the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering as well. Making tracks and making friends. Great entertainment by David Paul, Floyd Beard, Brooke Turner, Lindy Simmons, Dave Stamey, and more. That's at Valentine High School this weekend. Go online for information to oldwestdays.net. We'll see you in the Heart City.
That's right. We'll be looking forward to it.
What were you going to share?
I've got 10 reasons to celebrate Easter here on Easter Monday.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Number 10, you absolutely love the movie The Ten Commandments.
Okay.
You look really, really good in yellow. You just went on a low-cholesterol diet and didn't want to waste all those eggs in the fridge. Number 7, you figure any holiday that starts with a Good Friday can't be all bad. Other reasons to celebrate Easter. Number 6, you love the bite. You love to bite the heads off chocolate bunnies.
I do like that.
I don't know why that's such a... It's the ears. I go for the ears.
The ears
which
go
obviously
first.
The ears go first and then the head. But it's that fulfilling feeling of crunch on that first ear. It's a good time to check out your neighborhood church and not be noticed. Number 4, you have this bunny suit you love to wear but are too insecure to wear it without a reason. And you figured since Jesus went to all that trouble to make it the first Easter, you'd give it a shot. The number 1 reason to celebrate Easter? As a Christian, you celebrate the resurrection every other day. Why not Easter too?
So I have something today that was given to me by Judy Reese from rural Cherry County, Jewels in the Grass. And I think we have this one on before. It was from her son, Kevin Reese, who untimely death here a year or so ago left us all wanting more of these. Jewels in the Grass by Kevin Reese. Went out to do the chores one day, my daughter by my side. The frost lay heavy on the grass, and the sun was shining bright. The sun made prisms of the frost. All colors did abound. My daughter said, "Oh, Dad, look at all the colors on the ground. The grass looks like a rainbow, only sparkly and bright." So I gave her a science lesson on reflection of the light. I explained about the frost and sun, how the colors came to be, how nature gives us all sorts of gifts if we just take the time to see. "Enjoy it while you can," I said. "You know that it won't last." She took my hand, said, "That's okay, they'll be back, because they're God's jewels in the grass." That's from Kevin Reese of rural Cherry County.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. When we're talking good stuff, we just can't ignore them. Tri-State Livestock News, they have comprehensive coverage of cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe today, because that's what ranchers read.
Don't forget the Cowboy Mardi Gras Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is coming up here not too far down the road. May 3rd and 4th, 2 days of Derby race days, Saturday, May 3rd, Sunday, May 4th with simulcast. Mother's Day race, 1 p.m., full day of live horse races, live Churchill Downs simulcast there as well. And the Orrin Murray Permit Challenge is May 16th, wild horse races, mutton busting, and more. The world's biggest one-day match bronc ride is May 18th. Check it all out online at buckinghorsesale.com. Kim, what do you have to share for the good stuff?
Well, you know, police have arrested a large Easter Bunny statue in Germany after homeowners reported a stalker staring in their window.
Oh, no.
Yep, the couple contacted authorities after seeing a figure with a striking face about 6 feet tall peering into their house. They then described to police that the offender was wearing a yellow shirt, blue check trousers, and a green backpack. When the police arrived on the scene to apprehend the stalker, they were faced with a 6-foot statue of the Easter Bunny.
A statue?
Of the Easter Bunny. One officer told us, "We took him into custody, but he hasn't said much yet." The police believe the bunny was placed outside the couple's home as a practical joke and will keep the bunny detained until his owners come and collect him. You suppose they ever went and got him?
I don't know. That would be interesting to know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say.
Yes.
All right, folks, if you have anything to send to us, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at that. Maybe one day it'll pop up right here on The Good Stuff.